Oasis Audio presents The Haunted Clock Tower Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory and engineered by Dirk Gowans. Chapter 1. The Tower.
I think I see it,
shouted Benny Alden, pointing out the car window.
I do too,
called his sister Violet, who was sitting beside him. Yes, that's it, said their grandfather, James Alden. He steered the car up a hill. That's the famous clock tower. Benny was only 6 years old, and Violet was 10, but they were on their way to college. Their grandfather was taking them to visit Goldwyn University, where he had studied 40 years before. He was back for his week-long class reunion and had brought his 4 grandchildren with him. 12-year-old Jesse and 14-year-old Henry looked out the car window, too. A tall clock tower loomed over their car and over the whole campus of Goldwyn University. James Alden was the children's grandfather, but he had been more like a father to them ever since their parents had died. At first, the children had been afraid to go live with him because they thought he would be mean. So they ran away and lived in an old boxcar in the woods. But when they discovered what a kind man their grandfather was, they came to live with him in his big house in Greenfield. And he even brought the boxcar and put it in their backyard so they could use it as a playhouse. The family had been driving for nearly 5 hours. Everyone was happy when they finally arrived.
It's even more beautiful here than in the pictures you showed us, said Jesse.